It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Rolling through this hour with Arizona Highways editor Robert Steve talking about December's edition of Arizona Highway Magazine. Y'all covered specifically the photograph career of Barry Goldwater. I had no idea he was a photographer until 2 weeks ago when this hit my mailbox.
You know, and that's part of the reason we do it too, Romy, is because, you know, he's, you know, understandably, you know, known around the world for his role in the Senate and running for president. But, you know, one of his great passions was photography. His first real camera, his wife got him as a Christmas present the first year they were married. And he never really looked back. And, you know, as it relates to Arizona Highways, the first photograph we ever published by Barry Goldwater was in 1938. And our magazine prior to that was basically a road engineer journal. So there were stories. That's why we're called Arizona Highways. It was a trade journal for road engineers. And so a lot of the stories were literally about how to build roads and the latest, you know, innovations in asphalt and culverts and guardrails and things like that. And around 1938 is when editor Raymond Carlson took the magazine and sort of turned it inside out and started looking for great photographs and great stories. And, you know, because if you think about it, there was no internet, obviously. There wasn't even television. So Arizona was way out there. And so it was an opportunity to showcase other things in the state beyond our really great roads, which we're proud of. But and so there weren't a lot of photographers either. I mean, cameras were expensive. Processing film is expensive. And so when Mr. Carlson, our editor, started, you know, looking around for stuff, Barry Goldwater is one of the guys that he went to. And the very first photograph we ever published was a place called Coal Mine Canyon up in northern Arizona. And Raymond Carlson, you know, said to Barry, "Hey, you wouldn't happen to have a photograph of that, would you?" And he said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do." And that was how it all began. And then, you know, here we are 80 years later, literally, and we're still running photographs by Barry Goldwater.
Over his career, 15,000 plus mm-hmm. photographs. Where are all these photographs now? Other than how many do you have in December's edition, about 100?
Yeah, right. So that's a great question. So his images are in a few different places. The Center for Creative Photography down at the University of Arizona has a chunk of his archive, the Hayden Library at Arizona State, the Heard Museum in Phoenix, and then the family has a lot of his images as well. And one of the challenges of all that, regardless of where those images live, is that film deteriorates over time, and those 15,000 images are at risk of going away forever. And that's a unfortunate thing for any photography, but it's even more so with Barry Goldwater's photographs, because, again, going back to the 30s and 40s, the things that he was making photographs of, getting into the Navajo Nation and being with the Hopi people and the Apache people, he photographed things that others had really never had the privilege or opportunity to make photographs of. So they're not just beautiful images, they're also historic records of a time and a place that really doesn't exist the same way today. So if he hadn't gotten those photographs, we might not know a lot of the things we did. So these 15,000 images are just sitting there waiting to deteriorate and go away. So his granddaughter, Allison Goldwater, created the Barry and Peggy Goldwater Foundation, whose sole purpose is to preserve this archive. And so Arizona Highways, Allison and I, you know, knew each other, and we started putting our heads together, and we thought, you know, we could work together to bring this to light, this need to preserve this great history. So that's what her foundation is trying to do. And I'll point out, every other photographer we've ever used from the 30s, 40s, 50s, they're all dealing with the same thing. This is, you know, these are historic records, and all of that film is at risk of going away.
And when you say preserved, are we just taking really good scans? Mm-hmm. Or are we trying to preserve the physical print?
Yeah, you're,
or both?
Well, in some cases, both. But the majority of what we're trying to do is you take the film and you digitize it, and then you restore the images, because over time and to be clear, Barry mostly shot in black and white. He didn't care for color photography, although he did make some beautiful color images. And his most famous photograph in Arizona highways was a color image. Yeah, you're digitizing them, scanning them in, and then restoring them. And once they're preserved in that way, then we should be pretty safe.
And there's a quote in here by Barry Goldwater talking about how frustrated he gets once the print is done. We forget you used to take a picture and then have to develop it. There was a process time. I remember growing up, we would have still old 35s that mom would just find. She's like, huh, I wonder what this is. And we'd get it developed with, you know, the recent roll from the last trip. And it was a roll taken a couple years ago that had just gotten lost or dropped or misplaced.
Yeah, well, and you keep in mind that these photographers were really remote places, too. So it might take them weeks to get back to Phoenix, for example, to finally develop that film.
Well, we'll talk about some of the pictures that we get to see in this month's edition of Arizona Highways and the story behind the picture. There, you know, they say a picture tells 1,000 words. Well, the story leading up to the picture is another story by itself in a lot of these cases, getting to these locations, finding these tribes. This one with these two girls tending to their sheep herd on a very cold, snowy morning. I mean, just the stories and the time and the place and what was able to capture. It's a perfect thing to do with a belly full of turkey.